Sandra Kurtz has long been active in the environmental education field while dealing with environmental issues at local, state, and federal levels. She was one of the founders of the Tennessee Environmental Education Association in 1974 and went on to establish the first educational programs at the Chattanooga Nature Center and then at TVA's Energy Center Museum. With a Master's of Education Administration and Supervision from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and a Bachelor of Arts degree in Elementary Education from Berea College in Berea, Kentucky, Sandra Kurtz is also co-director and board member for the Urban Century Institute, which began in 2005. And she was a founding member of the South Chickamauga Greenway Alliance, which was formed in 1994 to protect the South Chickamauga watershed.
We started out to essentially just protect the watershed, South Chickamauga Creek watershed. And it was part of the Greenway idea that we would have greenways around the city. There would be a whole system of greenways. That has come a long way. We are certainly got a lot going there, and the River Park is kind of the spine. The River Walk is the spine of the whole greenway system. But South Chickamauga Creek was chosen because the Brainerd Levee existed to kind of be one of the first ones, that and North Chickamauga Creek. And we as citizens began to meet on a monthly basis, and we still do. Anybody wants to come the fourth Wednesday of every month at Wally's Restaurant in East Ridge. We have lunch and we talk about water issues, especially around our watershed, and what's going on and where we ought to show up.
South Chickamauga Creek has a total of 435 square miles of watershed, which flows together and into the Tennessee River. In fact, says Kurtz, most drinking water in the city of Chattanooga comes from South Chickamauga Creek because the water intake for Tennessee American Water Company is a quarter of a mile downstream from where South Chickamauga Creek comes into the river. She says that all of the creeks in Chattanooga are on the state 303D list, which is a compilation of the streams and lakes in Tennessee that are water quality limited. Water quality limited streams are those that have one or more properties that violate water quality standards. They're considered impaired by pollution and not fully meeting designated uses.
That is a list that the state puts together that says that your stream is threatened or impaired. And one of the big reasons that creeks are impaired in Chattanooga is from sediment. If we cleaned up the sediment, then we would perhaps come off those lists. And we've been working on that for a long time in South Chickamauga Creek. The other is habitat alteration. To the extent that we change the area, cut down the trees, bulldoze the banks, those kinds of things, we are altering the habitat for the critters that live there. And the other is pathogen problems, that poisons in the water, primarily from poor agricultural practices, but also from people dumping other things in the water. And of course, we all know about litter.
The South Chickamauga Greenway Alliance is made up of business people and agency folks and those who live along the river who wouldn't necessarily consider themselves environmentalists. She said the most important part to environmental work is to show up at meetings and hearings.
The most recent accomplishment, I guess, was when we did a little media expose to let the city of Ringgold know that they were dumping raw sewage into South Chickamauga Creek against the rules. So we did a little media work and contacted EPA and some others, and by golly, it was 2 weeks later or so that they hooked up. So we're just real pleased. Those are the kinds of things that citizens can do if their timing is good and if they show up and know what to do, how to say it. And that helps put pressure on governmental agencies that need to get spine sometimes. And if citizens are crying out, they do pay attention.
Also, Kurt says that citizens make great spotters for problems like sediment in creeks and streams.
If people are driving by some of these places, especially after rain, you can look to see if there's mud in the water, because there's not supposed to be. There's supposed to be staying on the property where it's created. So if water is coming off of a property, especially muddy water, we see these at construction sites primarily, then they are in violation of the laws and rules that govern clean water. And so if they want to call in to the state water quality division and complain, they will have to come out and check. So it's helpful to have a lot of eyes on the ground, and that's what we do. We monitor and we watch and we make calls if necessary. And then they go out and check on them. Maybe they're okay, maybe they're not, and get them to comply with the laws that exist.
There are several reasons as to why sediment is not good for our rivers and streams.
Sediment in the water clogs up things. It fills in your wetlands, and thus, if you fill in a wetland, then you're that's a flood control. Wetlands are flood control. And if we continue to fill in our wetlands and our floodplains, then we're going to have worse floods. And that's a lot of what's happening. It also ruins the aquatic ecosystem on the bottom of the water. So you don't want to clog up the shellfish and all the little tiny critters without backbones, the macroinvertebrates, that's the fancy word. All of those organisms that are working to keep a healthy ecosystem. So keep sediment out of the water.
For more information about the work of Sandra Kurtz, visit online at enviroedu.net, or you can follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.